Mesecht Zvachim, Daf Ayin Hey, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Dal and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Alpha and Beis, as the Mishnah taught us, Kachim B'Kachim, if a kosher carbon got mixed up with another kosher carbon, so if it's Min B'Minoi, meaning two of the same types of Kabanais, and for example, a Shlomim got mixed up with a Shlomim, and even if each animal belonged to different owners, so Zay Yikrav L'Shem Mishu, V'Zay Yikrav L'Shem Mishu, so the Kohen can be makrid both Kabanais, and as Rashi stated, that the Kohen should state that he's bringing the carbon on behalf of whoever it belongs to, and you should say Harehu L'Shem Bailim Shloi. And Taisis argued on Rashi, and he stated that Stama would be preferable. And as Taisis states, Stama Nami K'Lishmoi Dami. And Agamar now begins, V'Abayi Smicha. Why would we say that you can bring these kabanes if there's a requirement for the Bailim to do Smicha? And since they don't know which animal is theirs, so they can't do Smicha, as Smicha is required to be done the Chol Kleichai. And if one who is not the Bailim will do Smicha, they will be Eva Me'ila, as they had enough from Kachim. And I Tezes that although we know that generally smich is not ma'akev, but there are scenarios where smich is ma'akev, and others explain that the Gemara is bothered that why would a chacham allow one to bring a korban without doing smicha if it's certainly better to bring a korban than do smicha, and therefore the din of the Mishnah should have been that in this scenario we should be yirad shiyastav and then sell these animals, and the Bailam should bring new behemoths and perform smicha. And the Gemara responds Amar Rabbi Yosef b'korban nashim that in Chanami the Mishnah is only discussing a case where the korbanos that got mixed up belonged to women. And women are never chayav b'smicha, as the Gemara Mesechtas Kedusha and Daf Lam Vav teaches us that the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra states b'negei smicha d'alba b'nei Yisrael, and we learn b'nei Yisrael soimchin ve'im b'nei Yisrael soimchais. And the Gemara now asks al b'karban an ashim loy. And l'fi Rabbi Yosef, would we say that the din of a mishnah would not apply to karbanos of two men that got mixed up? And the only way to fix this would be to have them get a mum and sell them and buy new karbanos. And we continue on Daf Ayin Hem and Aleph that Eisav Abaya by asks a question to his Rebbe Basif from a brisa, and the brisa states carbon yochid shnis arav be carbon yochid be carbon tibur shnis arav be carbon tibur be carbon yochid be carbon tibur shnis arav uzeh bezeh the noisin dal matanis mi kol echad veechad vim nos matana mi kol echad yotza vim nosin abor mi kulon yotza. And there are a couple different gersos in our Gemara, and it's also a bit difficult to understand the actual words of this brisa. But the brisa teaches us that if a carbon yochid gets mixed up with another carbon yochid, and for example an oil gets mixed up with another oil, or a carbon chatas gets mixed up with another carbon chatas, or if a carbon tzibur gets mixed up with another carbon tzibur, or the Braisa gives a third scenario where a carbon yochid gets mixed up with a carbon tzibur, and as Rashi explains that this either can refer to a sar nasi, which is a carbon chatas of a yochid that gets mixed up with a sar de regalim, which is a carbon chatas of a tzibur, or an eilus adav of a yochid got mixed up with an eilus tzibur, then the chatchila the kohen should be makabel the dam of each carbon in separate mitzukais, and he would then do four matones on the kronis for each chatas. For the Eloys, he would do Zrika of Shtaim Shein Abba for each carbon. And when he does these Abaydays, he would do so with intent for whomever these carbonis belong to. And the Brisa continues to teach us that B'dievet, even if he did only one Matana for each Chatas, then it would be Mechapar, as Basil taught us in the Mishnah on Daflam Vavim Beis. And the Brisa also teaches us that B'dievet, if he only did one Zrika for each Eila, which equals to a total of two Zrika Shein Abba, or four sides in total, one for each animal, that would also be Kosher. However, the Brisa then continues, B'med Murim shnis aru chayin, avod nus aru shchutin, nois nabo matonos mikulan, vim nosu matona achas mikulan yotza. This original din of the brisa, that the chachila one has to do all the proper matonos for each of these animals, that is only discussing a case where the animals got mixed up while they were still alive. But if the animals never got mixed up while they were alive, and it was only the dam of the animals that got mixed up, and all the dam of both of the animals are now in one kli, then the kli would only have to do four matonos on the four corners of the Mizbech for both chatois, and the chatchila would only have to be zayik shtaim shein arba for the ilois, and that would suffice. And b'dieved, even if he only did one matana in total from the mixed blood for the chatois or one zrika for the ilois, that would also suffice. And as Rashi states, avon usav shchutin shnivral don because echad noisin dal matanz bekulam yachad shrei yish kamishneim as kasav yish bila, as this tana holds that one's blood gets mixed up with other blood, then they mix together very well, and therefore when you do matana from this blood, it will be as if you did a matana from both animals at the same time. And keep in mind that the next part of the brisa is not really relevant to the question of Abaya on Rabbi Yosef. However, the Gemara continues and finishes off the brisa, as the brisa teaches us Rabbi Omer writing some matana im yesh ba kadei lezeh or kadei lezeh kshera v'im la psula. Rabbi argues on Tanakama, and he teaches us that there is a shear that is required for the matanis and zriks adam, and therefore if the kohen only did one matana, we have to verify that the matana had the shear to suffice and count as two two matanos, but if it didn't have the proper shear, then certainly it would not suffice to count for both matanos. And now that the Gemara finished quoting the Braisa, Abaye asked this question on Rabbi Yosef, as Ktani, as we just learned, Yochid Dumi Ritziba, Matziba Gavri, Af Yochid Gavri, and it would seem logical that since the Braisa is discussing both Karbonis Tzibor as well as Karbonis Yochid that got mixed up, that all the Karbonis are similar to each other, and although certainly women receive a kapar from Karbonis Tzibor, but ultimately a Karbon Tzibor certainly belongs to Zecharim, as only males give Machza Shekel, and therefore when the Braisa speaks about Karbonis Tzibor, certainly we're discussing a case where these Karbonis belong also to a male, and therefore the Karbonis Yochid that the Braisa discusses must also be referring even to Karbonis that belong to men, and we see from the Braisa that even in a case where these animals got mixed up while they were alive, they could still be makriv these karbanos, even though we are unsure which carbon belongs to which owner, and therefore certainly it would be asa to do smicha. And the Gemara answers, Amarava v'tizbra hametaretzti diktani b'medver mur mekishis avu chayin avu savu shkutin loi mali chayin mali shkutin. And Rava answers that certainly this brisa cannot be understood as it was brought down, and it can't be that the ratio of the brisa is discussing a case where two animals got mixed up prior to shkut and smicha, and while they were alive, as the Braisa stated that the only time that lechatchila is a requirement to do all four matanes is only when they got mixed up while they were alive. The Braisa taught us that if they got mixed up after shchita, then all of the matanes of both karbones can be done at one time. And Rav is bothered that this is not necessarily true, as what is the difference if the animals got mixed up while they were still alive, or if the animals got mixed up after shchita, as there's still a possibility to do all four zrikos or matanes of both animals, as long as they were makabel adam in two different cups, then lechatchila certainly you should have to do the Kabbalah and Zrikas Adam for each animal separately, and the only time that you would not be able to do the Kabbalah and Zrikas Adam for each animal separately is only in one scenario where the dam of the animals got mixed up into one kli, and even if the animals themselves never got mixed up, even after Shchita, and therefore Rav explains that surely the proper way to understand the Braisa is as follows, Elohachi ka'amar, b'med v'amurum, sh'nis avu shchutin ke'in chayim, b'koysois, alu b'beilu neisina al matanas l'kulon, v'nos matana achas l'kulon yotza, that the Braisa teaches us that when did we say that lechatchila the kohen should do the proper zrikos and matanos for each animal that is only in a case where the behemoths that have already been in shchat got mixed up, similar to the way animals get mixed up when alive, meaning just like when live animals get mixed up, they are still clearly distinguishable as distinct animals. And similarly, the Braisa was discussing a case where the kabbalah sadam was done in separate cups, and although at this point we are not sure which cup of blood came from which animal, however, it is still distinguishable that the dam came from two separate animals, and therefore the kohen has to make separate matanos for each animal. However, the Braisa teaches us that if the blood of both karbanos were mixed into the same cup, then the kohen will make one set of matanos for both of the behemoths. And based on this explanation of the Braisa, so the Braisa is not discussing two animals that got mixed up while still alive and prior to shchita and smicha. And in Chenabi, it's still possible that if two live animals got mixed up and their owners are males, so since the owners can't do smicha, so we wouldn't allow these animals to be brought as karbanos, and instead the din would be yirad shiyistav, and we would then buy new karbanos as we explained, and we would be able to do smicha. And Ayin Rashi, who explains the words of Rava, Elahai Chayin Lav Davka, V'Hachi Kama B'Med V'Mur D'Tzarech Abba Matanis Mikol Echad L'Chatchila Shenis Av Shchutin Koises B'Koises D'Hainu Ke'in Chayin D'Chol Chad L'Chudekai Av B'Bailu Shnei Adam L'Tit Kois Echad Nois Abba Matanis L'Kulon V'Hash Lek L'Suvei Smicha. As the Braisa is not discussing a case where the animals got mixed up while they were alive and prior to Shchita and prior to smicha. V'Holach Shchita V'Smicha Nis Avu Av Koidin Smicha Yiroel D'Vrei Akol. Now that the Gemara brought this Braisa, so the Gemara continues to explain the end of the Braisa. And as the Gemara continues, as the Braisa stated, Rabbi Yoimeh Roin Samatana Im Yeshba Kedei Luzeh Kedei Luzeh Kshira Vim Labsula. And the Gemara is bothered Umi Isla the Rabbi Haisvara. And the Braisa taught us that Rabbi was Chiluk on Tanakamel and held if the dam of two Karbonos got mixed into the same cup, then not always would the Matanis work for both Karbonos, as although the Tanakama hold that there is no share for the Matanis Adam, however Rabbi hold that there is a share. Therefore, the only way that one matana would suffice for both matanais and for both animals is only if the kohen used the proper shear for two matanais. However, the kohen did not use enough of a shear of dam for both matanais, then certainly the matanais would not be valid. And the Gemara continued that how can you tell me that Rebbe holds that there is a shear for each matana? But Vartanya, but I'll prove to you from a brisa that Rebbe doesn't hold that there's a shear for matanais adam. And this brisa will be discussing the mayim chayim of the paraduma, and we know that the eif of the paraduma has to be mixed dafka with mayim chayim and dafka with spring water. And the Mishnah Masechtas Par brings a machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer as to what the din would be if regular water would fall into the mayim chayim. Chayim, and although the Chachamim completely passed the mixture, Rav Blazer holds that you could still use the Mayim Chayim in order to effectuate the tire of the Tamei Meis, so one would have to sprinkle the Mayim Chayim twice on the Tamei Meis, and as we will see in a moment, that Rebbe will teach us that certainly Rav Blazer holds Yesh Bila, and therefore when spraying the Mayim Chayim on the Tamei Meis, then certainly part of the Mayim Chayim went on the Tamei Meis. However, Rebbe is still bothered that how do you know that he actually had the proper shear of Mayim Chayim that went on the Tamei Meis, and therefore Rebbe will teach us that it must be the Rebbe Elazar hold that Azor ain't a tzricha shear, and therefore by sprinkling this mixture on a Tamei Meis, then you're effectuating tire for the Tamei Meis. And keep in mind, on that pay, the Gemara will explain why Rebbe Elazar requires two Azois, and L'chayra it should suffice even with one Azor, since Azor ain't tzricha shear, and we will see this in the Gemara on that pay. And L'maisa the Brisa states, Amar Rebbe L'divrei Rebbe Elazar, and we continue on that Ayin Hema Beis, that number one, Hazor kol shu mitaharez, and the reason is because Hazor in the tzricha shear, and number two, Hazor mechza kosher, mechza pasol. And as we explained, that Rebbe stated that by the fact that Rebbe Elazar allows us to use this water for the Hazor, and it would actually be mitahar a person, then it must be that Rebbe Elazar holds that the tire of the paraduma even works with a drop of Mayim Chayim, and there is no shear as to the amount of Mayim Chayim, and even if half of the cup would be regular water, and half would be Mayim Chayim. And Adam Mepharshim explained that the Gemara's lashon of mechza is lav dafka, since Rebbe Elazar holds Yesh Bila, and he also holds the Hazor in the Tzricha Shear, then even if there would be only a drop of the mixture that was Mayim Chayim, then the tire would still be effective. And as we explained, that if Rebbe Elazar would hold that there's actually a specific shear of Mayim Chayim that must be sprinkled on the Tamei Meis, then how would we know that the proper shear went on the Tamei Meis? And our Gemara is therefore bothered that since we see that Rebbe just brought that Hazor of the Mayim Chayim of the Paraduma in Tzarech Shear, so it would seem he would also hold that the Matanis Hadam of a Korban in Tzarech Shear. And why would he previously state that Rein Samatanam Yeshba Kadeluzel Kadeluzek Shear of Imlapsula, and it was Mashman that Rebbe holds that Kabal Sadam Tzricha Shear? And the Gemara brings two answers. And number one, the Gemara states L'dvar of the Rebbe Elazar Kamar, that certainly Rebbe holds that Matanis Hadam Tzarech Shear, as he previously stated, and similarly he holds that Hazos Mayim Chayim Tzricha Shear. And when Rebbe discussed the Shita Rebbe Elazar in regard to Hazos Mayim Chayim, he doesn't actually agree to Rebbe Elazar that Hazor ain't a Tzricha Shear, and he just explained in the Shita Rebbe Elazar for Leilei Tzriulei. And the Gemara brings a second answer via Bayis Ema Hazor L'chud V'Nesil L'chud. Even if you want to say that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Elazar and he holds that Hazor ain't a Tzricha Shear, however, Rebbe could still hold that Matanis Hadam Tzricha Shear, and Rebbe would hold that by a Korban Chatos enough dam must be placed on the Karnis HaMizbech to be seen from both sides of the Karen. And certainly this would be true by the Zrika of Shtayim Shein Arba by a Korban Oyla, and Ayin and Taisis Diva Masra Hazor Kol Shu Mitaharez. The Taisis points out although Rebbe Elazar holds that Hazor ain't a Tzricha Shear, that is only referring to the amount of Mayim Chayim that has to be sprinkled on the Tamei Meis. However, Taisis points out that even Rebbe Elazar agrees that certainly there's a shear of Mayim Chayim that has to be initially in the Kli, and as Taisis brings down, Al B'mana B'yishir K'dam B'nida Uviyuma Ayin Shom. Let us see Rashi at the top of that Ayin Heim Beis, and as we explained, that Rashi states Hazor Kol Shu Mitaharez Chodam Milsi, and this is actually one point, and the reason why Hazor Kol Shu is Mitaharez is because Shazor ain't a Tzricha Shear. And as we pointed out, Rashi states Kamon Mefarish and Ma'yazah Shtei Azois, that the Gemara later on will explain that Lefi Rebbe Elazar will hold the Azor in the Tzricha Shear, so why would there be a requirement for two Azois? And Rashi continues that the Brisa state of Azor Mechza Koshu Mechza Pasol Chloima V'loy Tema Da Azor Koshu D'may Elas is only in the case Im Einim HaTuvis Pasol. Therefore the Brisa teaches us El Afilu M'yesh HaTuvis Pasol K'shera, and as we explain Mechza Lav Dafka El Alek K'shera V'Kasal K'daitach Tu Hadin L'matin Damim. And the second teret of the Gemara was V'Nesin Zdam L'Mizbech L'Chud Tzorach Shir Shira Adam L'Shnei Ruchas HaKaren Shal Mizbech, as we explained. And the Gemara continues and quotes the last category of our Mishnah, as on Daf Ayin Alpha Mabez, the Mishnah stated Zavu B'Bechor Uve Maisa Yiru Atchi Yistavu V'Yoichlu K'Bechor Uche Maisa. Let us remember that we previously explained that there's a special din by Bechor Maisa, that even if they get a mum, they ain't Lehem Pidyin. And the Mishnah therefore taught us that if one Bechor or one Maisa Behemoth got mixed into many Karbonos, then Yiru Atchi Yistav, and you will then be Poyder the other Karbonos. So now aside for the Bechor and for the Maisa Behemoth that can't be Padoi, the other Karbonos that initially were Hegdish are now completely Chulin. And what if it's since there's still a Bechor and Maisa Behemoth mixed in with the Skulin, so you can't use all these Behemoths as regular Chulin. And therefore the Mishnah teaches us that although you can now use all these animals as Chulin, however you have to treat them with the Kedusha of Bechor and Maisa. And as we know that Bechor and Maisa, even after they receive a Mum, there's a Din Shle Yishchtu Be'itlas, V'lo Yimku Be'itlas, as since the benefit benefit from selling these animals will not belong to Hegdish, and by a Bechor will belong to a Kohen, and by Maisa Behemoth will belong to the Yisrael, and therefore, in order not to be Mezazel and Kachim, so the Rabbanon did not allow them to go and sell these animals in the marketplace, or to shech these animals in the marketplace. And prior to continuing, let us point out that even Bechor Malmum has to be given to a Kohen, and the Kohen can then shech the animal like Reil Chulin and eat it. However, although Beis Hillel hold that even a Zar and even a Nidar or someone that's Tamei from Tumo that's Yotze Megufa can still eat a Bechor Balmum. However, Beis Shammai argued and he holds that Nidar Yerledes or Zavu Zavar that are all Tamei based on Tumo Yotze Megufam would not be able to eat a Bechor Balmum as it still retains some Kedusha. In addition, we know that if someone has a carbon that is not a Balmum and it's Roy for the Mizbeach, so it's also to transfer its Kedusha to another animal. And if one does so Be'issa, so the Torah teaches us V'hayahu Smirasa Yir Kodesh, and Rabbi Bacham will now ask three shaylos regarding the Tmura Bechor Balmum. And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Bacham, and Rashi seems to be gurus, Pshitli Bechor Lebe Shammai Eimachil Nidais, that certainly we know that a Bechor that was given to a Kohen is a Balmum, and it's Bezman Azeh, and the Kohen shechs it, then a Nidu can still not eat from this Bechor, as we know from the Brisa Masechtas Bechoris on Daflav Megimel Mel Aleph. However, Rabbi Bacham is Tmurasa Mao, would the same halacha apply to the Tmura of a Bechor, or would we say that the Tmura of a Bechor can be eaten by a Nida? And although this Shaila was Dafka according to Beis Shammai, the next two Shailas of Rabbi Bechama will be Ledivra Akal, and Rabbi Bechama continues to ask Bechor in a Nifta Tmura Sumau. It certainly is Pshita that even Midiraisa one could not be Poida Bechor Balmum. As Rashi points out, in a Nifta lots is Mitaris Bechor Lechulin, Lachal Kedusha Alamais, and Rabbi Bechama had a Shaila, and would this din apply to the Tmura of Bechor Balmum Bismanazel or not? And finally, Rabbi Bechama asks the third Shaila that we know that Bechor in a Nishka Belitra, and certainly we know that it's a Bezoyan for Bechor to be weighed on a balance scale and use a litre weight, and the way that a Kohen would sell a Bechor Balmum was based on estimation. Once again, Rabbi Bechama asked Tmura Sumau that would this din apply to Tmura Bechor Balmum Bismanazel or not? And the Gemara answers Amar Rava that Rava explains that Tanya that is actually Mefurish in a Brisa, as the Brisa teaches us Bechor Maisa Kishumu Oisin Tmura, but Tmurasim creates a Ben, that if there's a Bechor or Maisa Behima that developed a Mum, then one might think that even if they would try to make a Tmura, they would not actually have any Kedusha, and therefore the Brisa teaches us that the din of Tmura still applies, and if someone says that this animal should be a Tmura for this Bechor or for this Maisa Behima, and all the dinim of Bechor Malmum would apply to this Tmura, and therefore we are pushing all three Shailas of Rabbi Bechama, and Levi Beis Shammai, Anida would still not be able to eat the Tmura of Bechor Balmum, and similarly the Tmura of Bechor Balmum would not be Niftar, and similarly the Tmura of Bechor Balmum would not be Nishka Balitra. And the Gemara now continues with another Shaila of Rabbi Bechama, as Boy Rabbi Bechama hitvis Bechor Lebedek Abayis, Mao Shishka Balitra, Revachat Hegdish Adiv, Oidil Mazilusa the Bechor Adiv, and Rabbi Bechama has a Shaila that if a Kohen has a Bechor, and the Bechor develops a Mum, and the Kohen decides that he'll be Makdish it for Bedek Abayis, as we know that if someone donates any item for Bedek Abayis that can't be used for the Mizbeach, so the Gizba would go and sell the item, and he would then be able to use this money for the Bedek Abayis. And Rabbi Bechama's Shaila is, that since we know that it's a bazillion of Hegdish to weigh any animal of Hegdish with a weight and on a balance scale, and therefore the Rabbanon taught us that one is not allowed to weigh a Bechor Balmum on a balance scale, as it will still be a bazillion of Bechor, while the Rabbanon did not make this takana regarding regular Hegdish that became a Balmum. And the reason for this chiluk is when someone is selling Hegdish that's a Balmum, then the money from that sale will actually not be used by the owner, and instead it will be used to buy another animal and another carbon for the Mizbeach and for Hegdish. Therefore, even though there's some sort of a bezayin for Hegdish, we allow a bezayin of Hegdish in order to get the best price for Hegdish. However, b'negei Bechor, where the money will ultimately go to the Kohen, so the Rabbanon did not allow one to place the Bechor on a balance scale, as that will be a bezayin of Hegdish, and ultimately the money is going to the Kohen. Therefore, Rabbi Bechama has a Shaila that since in our scenario, the money is actually going to the Bedek Abayis and will be going to Hegdish, so maybe we would actually relax this Isser and we would actually allow someone to weigh the Bechor on a balance scale in order to get the best price for Bedek Abayis, or do we say that ultimately it's still a Bechor and the Rabbanon made a Takana for Zilus to the Bechor, that one is not allowed to weigh a Bechor on a balance scale? And Ayin Rashi, Revachat Hegdish Adav V'yishka Balitra Kadeshi Samtim Mechirasa V'yir Budamav, the Kai Malon, and as we learned from Masechtas Bechoris, B'shap Sulam Adashim B'shvil Shep Adjainil Hegdish Hekila Aleim Lias Nishchata Be'itlis V'nim Karim Be'itlis V'nishkolim Be'litra Kadeshi Yir Be'apayda Isam B'dmeyim Metchila Chutz B'na Bechor M'pishan Nos and therefore these dinim should not apply, and the din should be that nishchotim be'itlis, and in karim be'itlis, and in shkarim be'litra. And Rashi continues to explain the other side of Rami Bachama, as oidumo loidomi, as hasam, as benegei regular kachim, hanos ribu adamim, oisek kedusha atzma, shemavim bedamim karbon kriyetzboi, as the hanah of the extra money will actually go for the same exact carbon, and therefore we allow this bezoyin, but hacha nos ribu adamim, the kedusha acheres, but over here, the hanah that you're receiving from the extra money is not actually helping the Bukhar, and instead it's going for a different Kedusha, and maybe we'll still be concerned for the Bezoyin of Bukhar. And the Gemara continues, Amar Besi Bazvida Tashma, as Rabbi Besi Bazvida will want to bring a Raya from a Mishnah, like the second side of Rayim Bachama, that Zilus to the Bukhar Odev, and this Raya will be from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated in this Arab Bukhar of Maisa, Yuruachi Stavu Vyechuk Bukhar of Maisa, if one Bukhar or one Maisa Behima got mixed up with many Kabanais, and ultimately we will have to treat all the Kabanais with Kedusha's Bukhar and Kedusha's Maisa Behema, and the Mishnah is teaching us that you're not allowed to weigh any of these animals on a balance scale, even though it is only one Bechor that's mixed together with many Karbanos, and if you would actually sell these animals based on weight, then you would certainly be adding value for Hegdish. All the money of the pidyon of all the other animals will be used to buy Hegdish. Therefore, we see that since there is one Bechor in this mixture, therefore there's a problem of Zilus to the Bechor, and we see that we apply the concept of Zilus to the Bechor, even if there would be a profit to Hegdish. Therefore, the same should be true in the case of Rami Bachama, that even though there will be a profit to Bet Kabayis, but ultimately there's a loose to the Bechor, the din should be that ain't in Nishko Belitra. However, the Gemara answers Rav Huna Rav Chiska, Talmid Rabbi Yemiya Amri, Rav Huna and Rav Chiska, who would Talmid Rabbi Yemiya state, and the Gemara tells us that he would Talmid Rabbi Yemiya in order to tell us that this is not the regular Rav Huna, as Rabbi Yemiya was younger than the Stam Rav Huna in Shas, and therefore this was a different Rav Huna. They explain that you can't be right from a Mishnah, as Mi Dami, as Hoslop Shtei Kedusha Shushnei Gufin, Hacha Shtei Kedusha is V'Gufechad. Bishleim in our Mishnah, we can understand why the Mishnah taught us that in Nishka Balitra, that's because our Mishnah is talking about a case, one Bechor got mixed up with many other animals of Hegdish, since all the animals are separate entities, therefore we would not allow one to go and sell this entire group by weighing it on a scale, and even though you'll be making extra money for Hegdish, but ultimately you're doing it at the expense of the Bechor. And for example, if one Bechor got mixed up together with nine other animals of Hegdish, and for example, if all the animals were exactly the same price, and if you sold the animals based on weight, then they would receive $100 per animal, or $1,000 in total. And if you would sell them based on estimation, then they would only receive $50 per animal, or $500 in total. And even though certainly there will be a loss in value for Hegdish, but ultimately when you're weighing these animals, so although you're going to weigh the animals of Hegdish, and that will actually bring a value and extra profit for Hegdish, ultimately since we do not know which animal is actually the Bechor, so you would actually have to weigh the Bechor as well, and certainly that would be a bazillion of Bechor, therefore this would not be allowed. And as Rashi states, Hasam beis kedusha su beis gufin, zvachim shana asam lehegdish, hein kedusha levado, veguf levadoi, va Bechor shedomo lekoyen, kedusha levado, veguf levadoi, hilkuch loy mezalzilina, bahach kedusha, dahai gufa, mishum vachar de kedusha, de gufa achrina, and therefore we can't be mezalzel in one animal, meaning the Bechor, in order to get a better value for the other animals, which are the rest of the kachim. However, Rav Huna Rav Chiska continue, and in the case of Rami Bachama, that was two Kedushas and one Guf, and as Rashi points out, that the Kohen was Makdish, this Bechor, for Kedushas Betek Abayis, and therefore we have Kedushas Bechor, Kedushas Betek Abayis, in one Guf, the Ikalameima, Hoyl V'Ravachat HaHegdish, Bahai Gufu, and possibly in this case, we would state that since when he's selling this Bechor itself, you're actually increasing the value for Hegdish and for the Betek Abayis, so possibly we'll allow you to go and sell it based on weight and be Nishkolim Belitra, and as Rashi states, Afagav, the Kedusha Achriti Yazel, and even though this money is going for Kedusha's Betek Abayis, but even so, Mizalzlina Bekedusha Bechor, Dahai Gufa, where the Gemara continues and states that certainly this is not a Shaigla, as certainly it's Pasha to us that you would not be able to be Mizalzlina Bechor, and certainly you would not be able to be Nishkolim Belitra, even though that by selling this Bechor based on weight, you'll actually be able to make more money for Betek Abayis. And as the Gemara continues, Masak of Lora, Besi Ba'ovin, Ma'ilu Ama, Haftli Bechor, Shetfisul Betek Abayis, Klum Shaimulai, that certainly you would agree if a Kohen was matfis this Bechor Balmum for Betek Abayis, and then he would say to someone, since I want to get a better value for Hegdish, I want to be able to be put this Bechor while it's still alive. As Rashi explains, that would actually be a better value, as Shiyetz Lechul Mithushasai, Li Gazid Vila everybody, and now you'd be able to shear its wool, and you'd be able to work with this animal, and certainly we would not listen to him, as Lemaisa Zitnes of the Reis, so to be poyder any bechor and even a bechor b'mum, and therefore the same should apply in the case of Rami Bachama. Although you're going to get a better price for better kabayas, but certainly you cannot be mezazel in bechor, and even though it's b'mum, when the Gemara responds that this is not a raya to the din of Rami Bachama, as haftu as how can you bring a raya from the din of pidyon? Rachmana Oma loy sifta, as the pasuk in Parshas Kirach b'negei bechor states, ach bechor shoy bechor kesav oy bechor es loy sifta koy d'shem. This is the deraisa. Therefore, certainly we would not allow you to be poyder an animal, even if there would be an extra gain to Hegdish. However, since the din of Eina Nishka Blitra is only a din Drabbanon, so maybe Drabbanon would relax his din when there would be a gain for Beda Kabayas. Therefore, Beisi Bar Oven's Raya is not a Raya. Finally, the Gemara states, Elam Rabba Ami, Klum Hikdazel, Masha Konaloi, that certainly the Kohen could only be Makta to the Beda Kabayas, whatever is owned to him, and whatever value he would have had from this Bechar. And since when he owned the Bechar, then certainly the din is that Eina Nishka Blitra, so the Gizba would also not be able to sell it based on weight. And as Rashi states, Klum Hikna Kohen Zel, Beda Kabayas, Elam Masha Konaloi, Bechar Zel, the kumin that's loy loy hut lishka litra in yachal haklus lebeda kabayis oidu to be tzimtzum mishka litra. Before we continue, let us see Taisis di maschal haft loy bechor bal mum. And as we explain, perish bekuntri sheyitz luchul only gazir v'leved. And Taisis bothered that even by hegdish where pidyon is allowed. However, even if someone is poyed to hegdish, the behemoth would still be also begizav avayda. Taisis answers v'yesh leimad demayir bechor bal mum meikorai, that in the chenami our gemara is talking about a bechor that was initially a bal mum and therefore would go out L'chulin completely, and it would even be mutter begiz v'avayda. Taz continues with the second idea. Inami in the chenami, there will be a chiluk between pidyon of bechor and pidyon of all the psulim mekdashin. As mishum b'shap psulim mekdashin yesh b'dmei and tzerach kavaya, masha inkim b'dmei bechor ma'isa. And therefore, when someone would be poyda bechor ma'isa, it would actually go out l'chulin completely, and it would even be mutter begiz v'avayda. And in addition, I in the previous tases diva maschal hitvus bechol abed kabayus ma'ash yishka b'litra, and we explained our gemara based on Rashi, who learns that the issa to weigh a bechor on a scale is only an issa drabbanon. However, Ayin Taisis who points out that the issa to weigh a bechor on a scale is actually an issa deraisa, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last point of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Alpha and Beis stated that Hakol Yechon L'Sarev Chutz Min Achatas V'Osham. It's certainly the only way that you can have a mix-up between various kabanos and various different animals is only if those types of kabanos are brought from the same type of animal as well as from the same gender. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that all types of korbanos can get mixed up with each other, aside for a korban chatas and a korban osham. As Rashi in the Mishnah stated, she'im misarven zeh b'zeh l'fishin akarin zeh mizeh. And our Gemara now points out, ma'ishno chatas v'osham, the high zocher v'hai nekeva, that why are you saying that a chatas and osham cannot get mixed up? And it must be because an osham is always brought from a male, while a chatas of a yochid is always a female, as it's always a kisba l'seira. However, the Gemara now asks that why does the Mishnah teach us that the only korban that cannot get mixed up are chatas and osham? If l'chur chatas v'oilu nami, the carbon chatas, which is always an akeva, should not be able to get mixed up with an oila, which is always a zachar. However, the Gemara answers ikas sari nasi, that certainly there is a case where carbon oila and a carbon chatas can get mixed up, and that is the case of a carbon chatas of a nasi, as a nasi brings a sarir, which is also a male, and therefore that would be able to get mixed up and confused with an oila, which is also a male. And the Gemara now continues and asks the following question, and the Shita add the following words to the Gemara, as Chatzis v'Oshem Nami Ikasar Nasi. Based on this explanation, the L'chir, how could our Mishnah tell us that one would not be able to be confused between a Korban Chatzis and a Korban Oshem, as an Oshem is always brought from a Zachar, and a Chatzis is always brought from a Keva? But we just stated that is not true, as there is the Korban Chatzis of a Nasi, which is brought from a male, and therefore one would be able to still get confused between a Korban Chatzis of a Nasi and a Korban Oshem, as they're both Zacharim. And the Gemara answers that although it's true that they're both Zacharim, however, there is a major difference between a Korban Chatas of a Nasi and a Korban Osham, as Hai Seir v'Hai Tzemer, as Nasi brings a Seir Izim, which is a goat, which has hair, while an Osham is brought from an Ayal, which is a ram, which has wool. Therefore, Mishnah taught us that even where a Korban Chatas is brought from a male, you would still not be able to confuse a Korban Chatas and a Korban Osham, as the Chatas has hair, and a Korban Osham has wool. And the Gemara continues and asks that why did Mishnah state that the only two Korbanis that cannot be confused are chatas and osham? If l'maisa pesach v'osham nami loy ma'ariv, that one should not be able to be confused between a korban pesach and a korban osham, as although they come from the same min, but hay ben shana v'hay ben shtei shanim, because as we know, a korban pesach is a keves ben shana and it has to be within its first year, while a korban osham is dafka when it's older, and dafka when it's already called an ayil and it's already in its second year. And the Gemara answers, Ika Hashem Nozev Hashem Metzera. Now, though in Parakei in Pashas Vayikra Benigay and Osham, the Torah teaches us that it has to be brought from an ayal. However, in Pashas Nosai, in regard to a Nozev that became Tomei, the Torah tells us that he has to bring an Hashem Nozev from a Keves, and similarly Benigay and Metzera. The Pasuk in Pashas Metzera tells us of Vayim Hashmini Yikach Shnei Chavasim Tumimim Nechafsa Achas Bash Nosa Tumima. Therefore, Korban Pesach can get confused with an Hashem Nozev and Hashem Metzera. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, V'yibayisema, and if you want, I can even explain that a regular Osham can get confused with the Korban Pesach, as Ikka ben Shana, the Mechzik ben Shtei Shonim, the Ikka ben Shtayim, the Mechzik ben Shana, as it's possible that a Korban Pesach that's less than a year old will look bigger and more mature, and therefore will look like it's already in the second year, and could potentially get mixed up with an Osham, and similarly there could be an Osham that although it's already in its second year, will still be smaller, and could potentially get mixed up with a Korban Pesach that is a Keves ben Shana, and it could be that the Gemara used both of these ideas as Ikka ben Shana the Mechzik ben Shtei Shanim, the Ikka ben Shtayim the Mechzik ben Shana, in order to tell us that certainly each one could look a little older or a little younger, and therefore it would be even easier for them to get mixed up. And let us begin the next Mishnah. And the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah taught us, Kachem be Kachem min b'she'in minay yiru achi yistov v'yavud mei yafish ben min zeh v'yavud mei yafish ben min zeh v'yafsed ha'maisim be'sai. And our Mishnah now teaches us that not everyone agrees to that din of our Mishnah, and as we will see, the Reb Shimon will tell us that there is a scenario where even though two Karbonis got mixed up, they could still be brought on the Mizbeach. And before we begin the Mishnah, let us point out the chilek between an Asham and a Shlamim. And as we know, a Karbon Asham is Kachi Kachim, as Nechel Yen V'layla, as Nechel Bazara, and only to Zuchei Kuna. And we know that Kachi Kachim is Shchitas Mitzafayin. However, Shlamim is Kachim Kalim, as Nechel Shtei Yom V'layla Echad, and Zachil is not restricted to Azara, and can be eaten in the Tari Shlayim, and can be eaten by Zarim, and Shchitasi B'chol Makayim. However, the Matanas Hadam of the Asham and the Karbon Shlamim are exactly the same, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us Asham Shnisar B'Shlamim Rav Shimon Imesh Shnei Mishchatu B'Tzafayin V'yoichlu B'Chomish Ben. If a Karbon Asham and a Karbon Shlamim get mixed up, so Rav Shimon holds that we could shech both of these Karbonos, and we shech both of them in the north, and certainly since the Asham is Kachi Kachim, therefore its Shchita must be in the north. L'maisa, since the Shchita of the Shlamim can be B'chol Makayim, therefore there will be no problem with shechting both of these Karbonos on the north side of the Azara. However, Rav Shimon teaches us that although a shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and one night, however, since a Karbon Asham can only be eaten for 1 day and one night, and only the Zichri Kuna, and only in the Azara, whereas Rashi states that the meat of the Karbon would have to be eaten in Zichri Kuna, Uba Azara, Uliyon V'layla, Kedin Asham, Uba Al-Shlamim, Yotzi De Shlamim, Shrei Kalechad, Yikrav L'mishu, as the Kohen will have in mind to be makar of each Karbon for whomever it belongs to. And the Mishnah continues, Amuloi, that the Chum of the first Mishnah that taught us that all Kachim that are Mim She'in Aminoi that got mixed up cannot be brought as Karbonos, so they state to Rav Shimon, A Mavim Kachim Beis Hapsol, that we argue on you, and certainly we would not allow someone to shech these Karbonos, as ultimately you're causing one of these Karbonos to prematurely become Pasol and become nicer. And since the Karbon Shlamim can really be eaten for 2 days and one night, and can be eaten by more people, as it can be eaten by Zarim, and it even could be eaten in Yushlayim, and not only in Dazara, while a Karbon Asham can only be eaten for 1 day and one night, and only to Zichrei Kuna, and only in Dazara, therefore we do not allow you to shech both Karbonos, and the halacha that we stated on Daf Ayin Alpha and Beis would pertain to these Karbonos as well, and the din would be, Yiru Achi Yistov V'yavud Mei Yafish Behem Minzer, V'yavud Mei Yafish Behem Minzer, V'yafsel HaMaisim Beisai. And the Mishnah now continues that certainly even Chachamim agree with the following case, that in a case where these Karbonos did not become mixed up while they were still alive, and it was only the meat of two different Karbonos that got mixed up, and for example, in the Sa'aru Chatichas B'Chatichas Kachi Kachim B'Kachim Kalim, and pieces of meat of Kachi Kachim that can only be eaten for a day and a night, and only L'Zichrei Kuna and only Bazara got mixed up with pieces of Kachim Kalim that could be eaten for 2 days and one night, and could be eaten by Zorim, and could be eaten in Yushlayim, and even if the pieces of Kachim Kalim were from a Toida, which can only be eaten for a day and a night, but their meat can be eaten by Zorim, and can be eaten anywhere in Yushlayim, or Kachi Kachim can only be eaten by Zichrei Kuna and only in the Azara. And the Mishnah continues with another example, or if there was basa of two different karbonos that were kachim kalim of an echol l'yom echad ben echol l'shnei yom v'layla, and for example you had kachim kalim of a toida which is only eaten for a day and a night, and kachim kalim of a shlamim which is eaten for 2 days and one night, so in this case even Rabbanu would agree ye'achlu k'chomish behen, certainly we would allow you to eat from all of this basa. However, you would have to eat all of this meat based on the most chomer and most restrictive dinim of the pieces of meat, as Rashi states, Tahara Banamaidu, the Lekatakanta Chriti, as we explain, and we will stop over here.